I just wanted to do a quick video for you today to cover a couple of questions that have been asked on the comments on some of my videos. Well, one video in particular, the unboxing video for the Canon EF 85 1.8. A few people were asking what the difference is between that lens and the EF 50mm f1.8. I have answered in the comments, but I thought I'd do a quick comparison video for you. Now, this isn't going into major detail, it's not a major review of either lenses, it's just to explain the different focal lengths or the different effects that they have. The Canon 500D T1i or KIS X3, whichever named camera that you have, they're all the same camera, is a 1.6 times crop. So it's an APS-C size sensor, which means that any focal length that you are using, you need to times that by 1.6. So the 50mm is actually an 80mm lens, including the crop factor, and the 85 is a rather long 136. So I'll set something up now on the side somewhere, just some kind of a still life or focal point or something, and I'll put the 50mm on, the 50mm lens on, and I'll put the 85mm lens on, and we'll have a look at how that image changes in terms of how close or how far away, or how telephoto or wide the image is. Now I won't show you pictures, I will actually do it in video, so I'll record video with the 50mm and the 85. So we'll have a quick look at that now for you. Okay, just before we set up the still life, here are the two lenses that I'm going to be using on the camera. I'm currently using the kit lens to record this. We have here on the right the Canon 85 f1.8. As you can see, there's quite a large glass element on it. The longer the lens is, say for example if you've got a lens which is a 1.8, an f2.8, the longer that that lens is, then generally the larger the glass element needs to be to maintain that fast aperture. Which is why when you see some of the big 400 or the 300mm 2.8 lenses, the front elements are so much bigger than the 70 to 200mm lenses. So the fixed prime lenses tend to be really large glass. The 51.8, as you can see, there is a much smaller element, but the lens isn't as long, so that's why. So we'll have a quick look at these now and the effect that they have on the video that I'm going to record of a still life object, which I'm yet to find. So I'll go and find something now, and we'll see what it looks like. Okay, here we are now with the Canon EF 50mm f1.8. And as you can see, the subject is my Big Trax. Who remembers these things? I used to have one as a kid, and was really surprised when I got one for Christmas. This last Christmas. So, as you can see here, it's not necessarily a really wide shot, but we can see the Big Trax in the centre of the frame, part of the drawers, laptop case on the side as well, and part of the door frame. Now, don't forget, this is now an 80mm focal length on this sensor. And it's a 1.6 times crop, so 50mm times 1.6 gives you about an 80mm focal length. Great for portraits, which is why I always recommend starting with this lens if you're looking for a prime lens or a fast aperture lens. So we'll switch out now to the 85mm f1.8 and see how much closer that we get now to our subject, which is the Big Trax. So we're going to go from this 50mm, which is 80mm with the crop factor, to the 85mm, which is 136 with the crop factor. And we'll see what we get. Okay, here we are now with the Canon EF 85mm f1.8 on the body. And you will notice now it's filling the frame far more. We've still got part of the edge of the door frame in, but we can no longer see the laptop bag, and we can certainly see less of the drawers. So it's got us a lot closer. So that's kind of the different field of view that you get between those two lenses. Just a quick note, one thing I have found with the f1.8 is it is sometimes for indoors too long a focal length. I've got a friend of mine that's got quite a long studio, and to get full length shots with it I need to go right to the end of the studio, and in certain cases using certain backgrounds, lighting setups, it's a little bit too long really to use. For headshots, great head shoulder shots, maybe half length, it's fine, but you do need to be quite far away to get a full length shot in. Just to give you some kind of perspective or idea, to get a head and shoulder shot with this lens you need to be around 9 foot away from your model or subject. So that kind of gives you an idea. But it's a great lens. It's actually sharper than the 50mm. I've recently found out, and I can see when I was actually pre-focusing this video as well, that it is considerably sharper than the 51.8. But the two different lenses for two different purposes, and I certainly never would give up owning both of them. So I hope that answers the question about crop factor and explains the differences between the 50mm and the 85mm f1.8 lenses from Canon. If you've got any questions, put them in the comments below, or chuck me a message via YouTube or an email. So thanks for watching, I'll see you guys soon.